Is your unbelief limiting your wife? Is your unbelief limiting your husband? Is your unbelief limiting your child? Don't hold them back when God has a great dream for their life. It's not your dream for them. It's God's dream for them. And you need to say, I'm not going to let anybody else's unbelief hold me back, and I'm not going to let my unbelief hold anybody else back.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today, Rick brings our series called Transformed to a close with a final look at key principles found in God's Word that will completely transform our lives from the inside out in every area, including spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, relational, financial, and vocational. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to let you know how you can get a copy of this life-changing audio series in its entirety. You can take a sneak peek at the Transform Complete audio series right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen. If you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 99000 to find out more. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Facing Giants in Life and Work.
How do you defeat these giants that are keeping you from being the man God wants you to be? How do you defeat these fears that are keeping you from being the woman God wants you to be? To be a person of great faith with a great dream and a great life work. How do you overcome those giants? You do the very things that David did. Quickly, let me just give them to you. The four things that David did to defeat these giants before he gets to Goliath. Number one, I remember how God has helped me in the past. That's the first thing you do to face the giants and to fulfill your dream. Remember how God has helped me in the past. This is a confidence builder. When I recall, when I recollect, when I remember ways that God has helped me in the past, it gives me confidence for the future. I say, remember those time I thought I wasn't going to make it, but I did. And I remember that time I thought it was the end, but it wasn't. And I remember I thought it was at the bottom and I was never going to climb out, but I did. And remember when I thought I was all alone, but I wasn't. And you remember how God has helped you in little times and realize he's going to help me in big times in the future, because God never changes. God doesn't love you one day and not another day. And if he helped you in the past in little ways, he will willingly help you in the future in big ways. You remember how God has helped you in the past. This is what David did, verse 36. David says, when everybody tells him it can't be done, he says, you know, in protecting my sheep as a shepherd, I've killed both a lion and a bear. And the Lord who delivered me from the teeth of that lion and the claws of that bear will surely now deliver me from this Philistine too. That's confidence. I remember how God's helped me in the past. Number two, I use the tools that God has given me now. I use the tools that God has given me now. I don't wait for something I don't have. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough education. I don't have enough connections. I don't have enough opportunities. I don't have this or I don't have that. No, you use the tools you've got right now. Now, some people are just waiting for something to happen. You don't wait for your ship to come in. You swim out to it. Because if you wait for it to come into the harbor, you're going to wait a long, long time. You use the tools God has given me now. Now, David goes to see Saul, and Saul says, well, if you're going to fight this guy, you may as well use my armor. How ridiculous is that? David is a short, small boy. Saul is a tall, big, grown man. To take his armor and put it on David, his hands probably didn't even show through it. It would be comical. And David says this, verse 38 to 40, then Saul dressed David in his own armor. But David said, if I can't go out in these, he said, I can't go out in these because I'm not used to them. So he took them off. Instead, he chose five smooth stones for his sling. He goes, this is what I'm used to. I know how to use a slingshot. I don't need your armor. I'm going to just do this. Now, let me just say this. When you start going after your dream, that God has given you. Some people are going to oppose you on it. They're going to be opposition. But other people say, oh yeah, go ahead and go after your dream, but do it my way. And they're going to try to convince you to do it their way, but you're not them, and it's going to fail. I see this Saul's armor syndrome in businesses everywhere. Well, they're doing it that way, so we should do it that way. Well, not necessarily. Because God doesn't create clones. God made you to be you, and God's going to use you to fulfill the dream he has for you, your way, not the way somebody else did it. And if you try to do it the way somebody else did it, you are bound to fail. It's like trying to wear Saul's armor. You can't wear it because you're not Saul. You just need to use the tools you got. He had a slingshot, so he picks up some stones, and he's going to go after it. Often people will try to load some things on you that are just too heavy for you, and you're not going to fulfill your dream that way. I love this verse in Ecclesiastes 11. Look up here on the screen. Verse 4 says, if you wait for perfect conditions, you'll never get anything done. How many of you agree with that verse? Yeah. If you wait for perfect conditions, you're never going to get started on your dream. Someday I'll, one of these, today's the day. We're ending 50 days of transformation. This is the day to start the new dream. This is the day to go after it. And when everybody else is saying, you can't do it, discouragement. And when you're full of doubt, you're going to trust God. And when there's been a delay and people have held you back, and when people disapprove, you just say, sorry, I've got to do what God's asking me to do.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, I'd like to connect you with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. That's PastorRick.com, or just text the word daily to 99000. Again, that's the word daily to 99000. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
Pastor Rick truly believes that the only way to transform your life from the inside out is through God's Word, the Bible. That's why he's asked us to put together the Transformed Complete Audio Collection that contains all 8 messages in this series. This commercial-free audio collection will help you to uncover key biblical principles that will completely transform your life in every area, including spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, relational, financial, and vocational. The Transformed Complete Audio Collection is available in either a boxed 8 CD set or downloadable MP3s. And it's yours today when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this amazing study tool. Or you can call 800-600-5004. And if you've got a smartphone or tablet, just text the word daily to 99000. Today is the last day to get this awesome study tool, so contact us today. Thanks so much for your support.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
Often people will try to load some things on you that are just too heavy for you, and you're not going to fulfill your dream that way. I love this verse in Ecclesiastes 11. Look up here on the screen. Verse 4 says, if you wait for perfect conditions, you'll never get anything done. How many of you agree with that verse? Yeah. If you wait for perfect conditions, you're never going to get started on your dream. Someday I'll, one of these, today's the day. We're ending 50 days of transformation. This is the day to start the new dream. This is the day to go after it. And when everybody else is saying, you can't do it, discouragement. And when you're full of doubt, you're going to trust God. And when there's been a delay and people have held you back, and when people disapprove, you just say, sorry, I've got to do what God's asking me to do. Number 3, the third thing he did is ignore the dream busters. You must ignore the dream busters in your life. Now, it is interesting to me that as David's going to take on a giant that everybody else is scared to death to take on, he didn't get any encouragement from anybody. Not a single word of encouragement as he's going out on this show. His dad didn't encourage him. His mom didn't encourage him. His brothers didn't encourage him. The army, the soldiers who are scared to death, didn't encourage him. The king, whose reputation is on the line, didn't encourage him. Nobody gave David any encouragement. What did he do? He had to encourage himself in the Lord. Look at the next verse. 1 Samuel 30, verse 6. When others were speaking against him, David, read it with me, encouraged himself in the Lord. Circle in the Lord. Do you do that? Do you encourage yourself in the Lord? Now, this is so important. If you're going to go after your dream, you're going to have to learn how to encourage yourself, because sometimes nobody else is going to encourage you. And you're going to have to encourage yourself in the Lord. Now, this is very, very different from simply having a positive mental attitude. No, this is far more deep. When you encourage yourself in the Lord, there is a bedrock trust in God's faith, God's grace, God's provision, God's security, God's kindness, God's power. You're trusting in God. It's not just a positive mental attitude. Now, I'm not against positive thinking. I mean, considering the alternative, I think you ought to be a positive thinker. Because the alternative is negative thinking, and that's worse. So between negative and positive thinking, you ought to be a positive thinker. But friends, there are some problems in your life that are so significant and some giants so big, all the positive thinking in the world isn't going to make a difference at all. The sun will come out tomorrow, have a nice day. It's just pretty shallow when you're facing the deepest, darkest problems of life. When you've had a son who struggled with mental illness for 27 years, all the positive thinking in the world is worthless. Well, just feel better. Put a smile on your face. Think good thoughts. Believe. Have fun. No. You need something far deeper than that. In the deepest, darkest days of life, you need a bedrock trust in God's grace, in God's love, in God's power, in God's sovereignty, in God's plan. And you have to encourage yourself in the Lord. Because nobody else can give you that encouragement. Number four, the fourth thing David did, I expect God to help me for his glory. I expect God to help me for his glory. This is what David did. This is what you must do in going after your dream. It is the faith factor. I love what David says to Goliath as he runs onto the battlefield. David runs onto the battlefield shouting, and he says this. David shouted to Goliath, "You come at me with sword and with spear and with javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord Almighty. And today the Lord will conquer you." Not me. The Lord will conquer you. "And the whole world will know that there is a God. And everyone will know that the Lord doesn't need weapons to rescue his people. It is his battle, not ours." Are you fighting God's battle, and that's why you're tired? "It is his battle, not ours. And the Lord will give you to us." What are you expecting God to do in your life? Without even knowing you, I can tell you this. God is doing exactly what you expect him to do. No more and no less. Because every time God moves out of heaven and moves on earth and does a miracle, it's because somebody believed. The Bible says, according to your faith, it will be done unto you. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. The Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please God. The Bible says whatever is not of faith is sin. According to your faith, it will be done to you. You get to choose how much God does in your life. It's based on how much you choose to trust him. I don't have to be the smartest person in life. I don't have to be the best looking person in life. I don't have to be the wealthiest purpose in life. I have a choice to trust God. And you do too. Whatever is not of faith is sin. He said, I expect God to help me for his glory. I made this decision when I was a young man. And in the mountains of Northern California, one night I got down on my knees. And as a young man, I said, God, I'm not the smartest guy. I'm not the most educated, and I'm not the best looking, and I'm not the most talented. But God, by your grace, I'm going to trust you. And I don't have to know or understand why you tell me to do what you want me to do, but I will do anything, anytime, anywhere, in faith, even when it doesn't make sense to me. And what an adventure my life has been. I would have never imagined as a teenager that one day I would stand and speak to a crowd like this, much less to all of our campuses around the world. Because this group right here is about five times bigger than the town I grew up in. I'm a country boy with a slingshot. And God says, I will use anybody who will trust me and say, I expect God to use me, not because of who I am, but for his glory, that God knows and the world knows that there is a God. I'll never forget. Looking into my wife's eyes, many years ago, as we were finishing up school in Texas, and I said, "Okay, I think God has given me a dream, and it is to be a pastor. And I think we're supposed to go to Southern California, to a place we've never been, and start a church with no money, no members, no building, no support. And I've never been a senior pastor." And I said, "What do you think about that dream?" And she looked into my eyes and she says, "It scares me to death. But I believe in God, and I believe in you. So let's go. Let's go for it." Now, I've often thought, how would history be different if my wife had said no? If she'd been afraid and scared and said, "Let's don't do it." There would be no Saddleback Church. There would be no purpose-driven life. There would be no movement of churches in 160 nations. There would be no peace plan. Thousands of people that are going to heaven now would not be headed to heaven. You have no idea how much your unbelief could be limiting somebody you love. Is your unbelief limiting your wife? Is your unbelief limiting your husband? Is your unbelief limiting your child? Don't be Jesse. Don't hold them back when God has a great dream for their life. It's not your dream for them. It's God's dream for them. And you need to say, "I'm not going to let anybody else's unbelief hold me back, and I'm not going to let my unbelief hold anybody else back." Let's bow for prayer. There are a lot of things in your life you don't have control over. You didn't choose your natural talent. You didn't choose when you would be born, where you would be born. You didn't choose your race. You didn't choose your gender. You didn't choose your talent. But you do get to choose how much you're going to trust God. And it is that faith factor that will defeat the giants of delay and discouragement and disapproval and doubt. And if you will say yes to God, he will take you on the adventure of your life. It doesn't really matter what's happened in your life. If you say, "I want the rest of my life, no matter how many years I've got, to be God's 100%. I want you to pray this prayer. "Dear God, you have helped me many times in the past. You've helped me through things I thought I'd never get out of, but you did help me. And if you've helped me in the past, I know you're going to help me in the future. Help me to remember that and draw my confidence from that. Even when people discourage me or disapprove of me, or even when people misunderstand me, help me to use the tools that you've given me now. To not wait for a perfect time and a perfect place and a perfect tool, but to use the slingshot and the stones that I have right now. Help me not to wear somebody else's armor, but to just go in your strength. And Lord, help me to ignore the dream busters. And help me to start every day with a time alone with you so that I will encourage myself in the Lord. That I don't need the encouragement of other people because I'm encouraging myself in the Lord and spending time with you. Help me to expect you to help me, not for my glory, but for yours, that the whole world will know that there is a God, and that everyone will know that the Lord doesn't need weapons to rescue his people. Lord, I've been tired because I've been trying to fight battles as if they're mine. It's your battle. I want to relax and trust you to give me the victory. Jesus Christ, I invite you into every room in my life. The living room, the bedroom, the bathroom, the kitchen. I want you to run every area of my life. I want you to be the manager and the Lord from this day forward. And I thank you in advance that the giants will fall and the dream will come true. And I pray this in your name. Amen.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, simply go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime, or download the Pastor Rick's Daily Hope podcast to your smartphone or tablet so you can listen on the go anywhere you are. Rick's going to be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. Pastor Rick truly believes that the only way to transform your life from the inside out is through God's Word, the Bible. That's why he's asked us to put together the Transform Complete Audio Series. This 8-message commercial-free audio collection will help you to uncover key biblical principles that will completely transform your life in every area, including spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, relational, financial, and vocational. The Transform Complete Audio Collection is available in either a boxed 8-CD set or downloadable MP3s. And it's yours today when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Today is the last day to get this awesome study tool, so contact us today. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with some closing thoughts.
Let me ask you a very personal question. Are you struggling in one of your personal relationships? If you are, I want you to listen to what Joe writes. He just sent this note to me. He said, Pastor Rick, before my wife and I began listening to Daily Hope together, we'd argue about our faith. There'd be days that I'd be angry with my wife, thinking that she wasn't moving as fast in her walk as I thought she should be moving. And God really challenged me to trust him in helping her grow by changing me first. You got it. You got it, Joe. He says, he broke my heart and my attitude by allowing me to figure out what I needed to do to stop arguing with her. And then he added, God also challenged me by showing me how much he believed in me through my wife. When I'd get angry, she'd show me grace and patience. These are the very things that I lacked, but I didn't see it until after we started listening to Daily Hope on a regular basis. We've since made it a point to share this time in God's Word and to continue to grow in our love for Jesus and each other. Isn't it amazing what God can do even in the most difficult of circumstances and even in relationships that seem beyond repair? I want you to notice that in Joe's story, God started the transformation with Joe. Joe wanted to change his wife, and Joe wanted God to change his wife. But God wanted Joe to change first in his own life. That's the way God works. I'm so glad that God is using Daily Hope to change lives. And if he's changed your life, would you tell me about it? Please just write me, email me, rick@pastorrick.com. Please do that today. Just email me a note that says, here's what's happening in my life. Here's what I need you to pray about. Here's something I'm rejoicing with. If you've got something to share, let me know about it. Write me, rick@pastorrick.com. And thanks for listening today. And all this week, let's let God transform our lives through his word.
Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.